Josh, is this really your first 1MC live stream? Welcome to the live stream experience. Yeah, we don't have any cake, sorry. The cake was a lie. Welcome to episode 102 of One More Podcastle, part of the VG Evo Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey, Macaulay Culkin, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and community manager of One More Castle. And it's 151 Malibu Rum, some pineapple chips.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I'm here to spread the good word of Macaulay Culkin.
How is Macaulay Culkin doing these days?
He's doing well.
Is he?
He's rich. He got off the drugs.
Well, I mean, drugs are important.
Yeah.
To that part of... Yeah, I've got nothing for that. Drugs are bad. I'm sorry.
But he's off them, so...
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
Rather than saying it is what it is, we can say Macaulay Culkin is Macaulay Culkin. And that's okay.
Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin.
That horse died really quickly, but I'm going to keep feeding it anyway. Macaulay Culkin. In other news, speaking of...
Why are there two Eric Hunters?
Because one is never enough. You always need two, Jason. You should know that by now.
That's what she...
Now we all get to watch the other...
Now I can't see Eric. Bailey.
Sorry. Nobody
what
wants to see
him. What is going on?
Oh, now I can see
you. Oh, no.
Yeah! Here I am!
So yeah, Macaulay Culkin, he's doing okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Yeah. It's great.
Speaking of icons of the late 80s and early 90s, have you guys played any old video games lately?
Yes.
I think that's one of my favorite parts of this entire show, because I'm always quiet, because I like normally I always go after Bailey, like that's just how it's been for the past 102 episodes, and I legitimately wait for Jason to say something, because it's just, it's so miraculous and beautiful when he does it.
But the best part is, he's on a good streak, like he's legitimately... said yes like 12 episodes in a row.
Yeah,
I know, right?
It's still genuinely surprising. Like every time it's like, oh
yeah, well it's a 50-50 kind of thing, because it's like, oh yeah, I've played some old video games. Oh really, what have you played? Well, this game just came out, it's a remake of... No, that's not an old game. Okay, yeah. Well, I played this mod. Ooh, no, that's not an old game either, so it's not even a game, but you know, whatever.
Nice.
Jason, what have you been playing?
I was playing Wacky Wheels.
Nice.
Because they're making a sequel / remake.
What? Why?
Yeah, Cascadia Games!
Wait.
It's going to be awesome.
It's not true.
Wacky it's on Wheels. One More Castle. I wrote about it.
That's
why
yeah.
It sounds familiar. So it's...
Hunter.
Cascadia Games.
But, I mean, is it going to be worth playing...
I don't know. It's coming out for PC, iOS, maybe Mac. I don't know.
Well, they
either way.
They tweeted at One More Castle the order of the systems they were going to release it on. You see that?
Oh, I missed that.
Let me see if I can find that real quick.
If you are a fan of the classic DOS kart racer, you'll be happy to know a sequel is in the works. Well, I don't like any of those things, so I'm not happy at all. Although mechanically similar to Mario Kart series, Wacky Wheels has always held a special place in my heart, and today remains my most fonded memory of a racing game.
I found it.
Okay, their plan is PC and OS X first, and then iOS and Android after that. So
there we go. I just favorited it.
There you go. Boom. And
so it's just going to be a crappy kart racer? Like,
no, it's going to be a fantastic... Don't you dare mock that series.
Macaulay Culkin would not play this game.
I would rather play the game than Macaulay Culkin, though. I was just thinking of this.
Ooh, I don't know, though.
I got a little Culkin on the brain tonight. But... They said they're working on the physics of the carts so that they'll actually interact with each other, unlike the original game.
Yeah.
So that's a you know, stop.
So unlike any other game in the world, it's finally going to act like every game in the world. Excellent.
It's going to be
super excited.
It's going to be so good.
You know what, Jason? I will play
so
this
wacky.
Game.
Good.
Oh,
you can review it for your website.
Oh, that's right. That's a great. I don't know why my voice got so high. I must have got really excited.
And I'm going to follow this company. Just like Macaulay Culkin.
Shout out to Cascadia Games on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find
them
at
definitely.
Cascadia Games on Twitter.
Portland, Oregon. So that's keeping it U.S. America.
America.
America. American-made games.
So how was it, Jason? American. Does it live up to your expectations as a child playing it?
The best part is I still recognize the theme song that played.
Nice.
When he booted it up. I was like, yeah, I remember this. I remember that lion driving through that door.
Makes you feel all warm inside.
It did.
Secure.
Then I played it a bit. It was great. And I'm super psyched for the sequel.
Cool.
You know what? Yeah. I think that's enough talk about Wacky Wheels. I am Wacky Wheeled out.
All right.
So, Hunter, what have you been playing? So I want to hear a little about Wacky Wheels.
Jeez, I don't know. I played a little bit of Super Mario Brothers 2.
Whoa!
So...
I've heard of that game.
Yeah, did that.
Don't you mean Doki Doki? I can't do that.
Well, so here... Yeah, okay, so...
I'll stab myself in the throat.
This is what I've become as a gamer. When I go back and play an old game that I'm extremely familiar with, I overanalyze it now. And that's kind of my thing. That's what I do now. I'm not happy about it.
But it happens. But it's a habit. Yeah. You do it. I understand.
You know, because it's like I know exactly what's coming. I know what to expect. I know how I'm supposed to feel. This gives me an opportunity to look outside of the box, perhaps, much like Macaulay Culkin would.
Good call.
Especially in Home Alone when he was attacked by two burglars outside the box. Anyway, so I'm playing the game, and right off the bat, you know, like, I'm starting to question things. Like, why am I falling out of this door? Like, where did I come from? Like, where does this door go initially?
That's, like, my favorite part of the game, personally. I love that. It's like, whoa, you're just, like, falling out of a door in the sky.
It's just the strangest thing, though. Like, it's...
Far out.
Like, who thought this was a good idea? Like, how could you not open the door without going through it, look down, and be like, wow, that's a far drop, and that's probably not safe. We should probably close this door.
But maybe your character knew it was a far fall, but jumped anyway because they were, like, suicidal, and the whole game is about the redemptive power of fun in a person with depression.
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, sorry. Okay. That was a reach.
So I'm playing through the game, and I think we've talked about this before, but I still think it's interesting that even though this was, you know, it's essentially Doki Doki Panic with a Mario skin on it, which is whatever, you know, it had such a huge influence on the series as a whole, though. Like, maybe not at the time, but definitely in retrospect. Because, I mean, a lot of the characters from, the more popular characters, anyway, from the series are from this game, you know? Which is interesting, because I feel like if I take a game that's already been designed and then reskin it with what I believe to be popular characters to try to bring more of a focus to the game for people to buy it, I'm not putting a whole lot of stock into the game to begin with. And then for it to take hold like it did, and even more recently with Super Mario Brothers 3D Land and 3D World, I mean, those are essentially sequels to this game, you know, like, and the reason I say that is because, like, I've been playing a lot of Super Mario Galaxy as well. So, like, now there's two different Mario games. You have your side-scrolling, just kind of arcade-style Mario game, mm-hmm. and you have the immersive, adventure world.
Three-dimensional.
Yeah, like Mario 64 or Super Mario Sunshine or Mario Galaxy. And I was playing through Super Mario 3D World, and I kind of got bored with the idea of the the arcade style of play, and I wanted something that was a little bit more, you know, in depth. So I picked up Super Mario Galaxy, and that's exactly what I was looking for. I was looking for kind of that exploration. I mean, it's still a Mario game, but it's just interesting that I feel that Super Mario Brothers 2 started this template of what is a Mario game, and then 64 created a brand new invention of what Mario is, and now there's two factions of Super Mario games, and like I think that's neat. You know, I think that's
interesting thought slash theory.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
There's not a whole lot of games, even series, that have that ability. You know, normally, like if it's a like take Halo for instance. I mean, it's a super popular series, but it's essentially the same game over and over again. And they tried Halo. What is it? OTS or O? RS or RST or whatever the hell it was called. But that game completely bombed.
OCD. Halo OCD. Yeah.
You know, Halo Macaulay Culkin, whatever it was called. So, yeah. But like that game bombed and they went back to the roots and made another first person shooter. You know, like there's very few. Mega Man Legends. Terrible game. You know, so bad they even made a sequel.
The Battle Network series is pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
It is. It's an interesting idea to take and put it in kind of like a turn-based RPG aspect. So, but there's so few of those. You know, it's like either it's a one and done, or we're going to beat this dead horse until people stop giving us money, or we're going to branch out. And there's just very few that branch out. And it works.
It's almost a sad thing that there aren't more franchises that are big enough to have room to try new things in a real way rather than just a one-shot spinoff.
Right.
Like, there's been several Mario Golf games alone. Like, just Mario playing golf. There's been at least three games in which Mario characters play golf. That's an extremely specific subgenre for a franchise. Like, imagine if there was Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, and then Halo Golf, Halo PGA Tour.
I'd play it.
It's like
maybe.
It's like having Pokemon and Pokemon Stadium, and then make it a Pokemon fighting game for some reason.
Yeah, Pokemon fight, that would be ridiculous. That's the kind of thing you would write a parody article in Woodmore Castle about.
Which honestly, I'm surprised it took this long for the game to come out.
I don't know. Specifically a Pokemon Tekken crossover though?
Well, no, that's weird. Like, that I don't understand, but just the fact of, because, like, when the cartoon came out, and, like, they were being super detailed about how the fight went, like, that right away said, like, we need a fighting game for this, because, I mean, how perfect would that be that you could be in a, you know, let's just say that it's a 2D single-plane fighting game, and you throw your Pokemon out there, and then you are able to capture your opponent's Pokemon, and then use them in the next round? That sounds amazing. Why wouldn't this game be made? I don't know. Like, bring your memory card to the arcade and say, this is my Pokedex.
That's been tried before, though. Bringing stuff to the arcade to enhance the experience? Yeah, it never works.
Yeah. But F-Zero was so great. Such a great game.
I do like.
So, so Super Mario Brothers 2. That's
cool.
Game's really hard. Didn't beat it. Can't beat it.
What? It's just the last level with the... Oh, crap. No, all my retro cred just went out the window. I just forgot what that stupid flying phantom thing is called. Phanto? Is it Phanto? No.
Ghost Man?
Oh, crap,
never mind. You know what? I'm sorry.
No, like, I just... I've never really sat down and played through the game. I always use the warps. So I was like, no, I'm going to sit down and play this. And I made it to like World 5. And I was like, I can't fucking do this anymore. Like, it's too hard, man. Like, this game's stupid little faces. Like, just can't figure out the patterns.
Yeah.
So I gave up. I might play it again.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you, Bailey?
As for me, I recently put a handful of NES cartridges on eBay. Nothing rare, nothing special, just some decent games. So I did that thing where, you know, you clean them, you test them. And I actually kind of surprised myself at which game I ended up playing longer than any of the others. Because most of them, you just play for a couple minutes, you stop. But I legitimately tried in earnest to play Ninja Gaiden.
Like, put torture in yourself, don't you?
I got to level 4 too, and even with Infinite Continues, I was like, no, I'm done. It was not
it's
fun.
It's just, yeah, it's, yeah.
For anyone not familiar with Ninja Gaiden or other games in the series, they're pretty simple. It's a sequel, the first one. Yeah, it's very fun, fast-paced, run-jump platforming action game. One of the very few games where I wholeheartedly approve the use of a time limit, because enhancing the urgency of the situation really works within the context of being this crazy ninja hell-bent on destroying every supernatural foe in his path. So, yeah, very fun. Would recommend.
It's a good game. Good game. Wish they would have used that engine for another game.
Like, ooh, a game that's, I agree.
Like a game that's enjoyable.
Even just to have another game that can move like that, like run that fast and jump off walls and climb. Yeah.
Controls that tight. And like, mm-hmm. Ninja Gaiden's one of those games that I pick up like when I'm mad at myself and I hate myself. And I want that reassurance that I really do hate myself. I play Ninja Gaiden. So.
Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden!
Oh, what's that from? That's from, what's his face? The red guy with the stuff. Never mind.
From the wizard.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking something else.
The power glove? It's so bad.
At least it's not Macaulay Culkin.
Do a barrel roll!
You know, we have a listener email discussion question. I'm going to read it.
Oh, it's a terrible segue. That was
awful. Do I know of any other kind of segue? Let's be honest. Congratulations on 100 episodes. If sports games held up as well as other genres, such as RPGs and platformers, would the Genesis be considered better than the Super Nintendo? As much as I love the Genesis, it is understood that the Super Nintendo was the better system by most people.
It's not true.
But there's no debate that the Genesis had better sports titles and exclusives, Road Rash, early Madden games, and Lakers vs. Celtics. Unfortunately, since sports games don't hold up, people don't factor those into how great the two systems are in modern terms. What do you think? Signed me, Dustin Faber, at 16-Bit Catholic on Twitter. So what do you guys think? What if the Nintendo had a couple of really good exclusive sports games? Or what if sports games held up better? Would the Genesis be considered better?
I mean, don't sports games hold up pretty well? I mean, isn't that the number one genre of game right now, right next to first-person shooters?
But back then. I think what he's saying is the old ones don't hold up as well, unless you specifically want to play a game because of the athletes that are in them at the time.
Yeah, that's the only reason to play old sports games.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. It's not like Chrono Trigger where it's always going to be what it is. There's nothing quite like it. It's not like there's a Chrono Trigger 13, 14, 15 being released every year with an expanded roster. Although that might be cool. But
that's what DLC is for.
True.
Nobody likes DLC, Jason.
That's true.
It has its place. I know.
Trash.
I'm going to say, I wouldn't call Road Rash a sports game.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, thank you for picking up on that.
I would definitely not call that a sports game. That's like an arcade it's a racing game. Chains game.
It's a racing game.
They have bats. There's bats in that game as well.
There's bats, yeah.
Which is even less. Okay. Yeah. There's bats. Fine. Butter up!
Calling that a sports game would be like calling Twisted Metal a sports game.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's legit. I think that's a good analogy.
Really?
Really? You know, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I think sports games are, that's the whole problem, is that it's a sports game. Like, it's not doesn't have anything to do with the game itself. It's just how the sport's designed. You know, like, sports don't change.
Yeah, they never... They just get prettier as the generations go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some more physics.
And the rosters get updated. I mean, could you imagine, like, if, like, another popular series like Pokemon? Let's say, like, if Pokemon... they never went over 151 Pokemon, ever. Like, they just kept updating it with the graphics, but it was the same Pokemon. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's boring. You're going Nobody to the same wants towns. To play that. Yeah.
Although it's difficult to describe the nuanced reasons why, I think there's this gut feeling that you can recognize to say sports games, by their nature, cannot hold up as well over time as much as other genres can. It's just by the way they're structured, they can't.
They're meant to become obsolete.
And it's strange
because
they want
you to buy next year's version.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're not trying to make this once-in-a-lifetime gaming experience. They're trying to cash in on, man, we have to make a basketball game with enough pixels that you can have goggles on Horace Grant so that the individual players look different. Like, that was a huge deal. Like, whoa. Really? Like, it...
Was it? Was that a huge deal?
It was. That's what they said on the back of the box for
Horace Grant's got goggles!
Better than Lakers versus Celtics, by the way. That's a terrible pick, Dustin. Come on. But it is true, though. Like, NHL 94, NBA Jam Tournament Edition, these were great games on the Sega Genesis that the Super Nintendo didn't quite replicate.
And I think it's a Nintendo thing. Like, I think that's really what it comes down to. Like, it's Nintendo said, no. Like, we don't really need these. Thank you.
But they didn't really like third parties either. I never have.
Well, I think... I mean... regardless of the if you guys have read the latest Miyamoto interview with Edge magazine,
yes.
they are a completely different beast. They always have been, and they always will. Like, something I've said all the time, it's like, if you want to play video games, you pick up a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One. If you want to play Nintendo games, you get a Wii U. It's as simple as that. Like, the Nintendo doesn't technically need third parties. They really don't, and not at this point in the game, you know, because even if they had them, they would be the last in the pack, and they know that, so why waste that time with R&D and advertising, you know? And I feel like, especially now looking back, they've known that for a long time, you know, that they cater to a different crowd. And that
Nintendo.
That crowd doesn't play sports games, sadly. I mean, best football games I played was on the Sega Genesis. So, I don't know. Maybe Macaulay Culkin would have a different idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks, though. Because I feel like they could do something for it. You know what I mean? Like, because you've had those one-offs of, like, people trying to develop a sports game with RPG aspects. Or... like, I remember when the whole management game came out, the, you know, be a manager of a football team, and that was huge. Yeah.
Be a manager.
But there's just nothing you can do with it. That's the...
It does strike me that's kind of weird how Nintendo always felt the need to thrust its own characters into sports games. Like, Mega Man Soccer. We'd rather do that than have a FIFA game. Let's do Mario Golf. We'll do other golf games too, but we're going to really focus on Mario Golf. Whereas Sega's like, yeah, NBA, NFL, John Madden, come on in. You know, we don't feel this need to brown nose ourselves.
That's the Disney approach.
Oh, good call. Ooh, Disney and Nintendo are more alike than people would like to.
I need an explanation.
So let's shoehorn our character into anything we can.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Right.
As much
it's
licensing.
Like Disney. Licensing.
Put them everywhere we can.
Yep. Soul Calibur's got to have Link. Bam, done.
Just has to.
I mean, has to. Link was pretty cool in Soul Calibur. I don't know about you guys.
But... Oh, yeah, it was.
I like that.
But...
Yeah.
Hi, cool Hachi was good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, shit. It's coming to Mario Kart 8 now, so, like, put Link anywhere.
Yeah, like, putting him on a motorcycle really makes me uncomfortable. I'm really not sure about that. I love Link, but
I love how no one's pissed about Nintendo coming out with DLC.
That's because they've never done it. They have
then
never done DLC.
Why are you excited about that?
Never.
If you're so against DLC, so it's like, and oh, love Nintendo so much, why would you want them to join that crowd?
You're like, oh
but
man, DLC. I hate
aren't
DLC.
Against it that much anymore. The thing is, you have to give Nintendo credit for waiting until they knew they could do that without mass outrage. They knew the exact moment they could. There was probably other games they were thinking about using it for, but didn't. But now they're like, and now's the time. Macaulay Culkin everywhere.
I don't know. Like, I think...
And it works.
It's... I mean, there was rumored DLC for that game before it even came out with the whole Mercedes-Benz bullshit and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, I just think it's funny because it's like, yes, they haven't done DLC. I honestly don't think it's because they've waited to the perfect time. I just think they just now figured it out.
Oh, fine, whatever.
Like, I think they were like, what is this
they don't get
conundrum?
The internet.
We need people making games out of yarn before we can discover what DLC is. Yes.
Okay, I'll
what
give you that one.
This?
That was funny.
Yes.
Funny guy.
So.
Nintendo.
It's amazing. Like, Nintendo to me is like the semi-hot drunk chick who's at a party who's the first one to take her shirt off when she's dancing by herself. Because at first you're like, nobody wants to see that. Ooh, gross. And then you know, you keep hanging out at the party and you're like, I don't know, this girl's not looking too bad. And I know she's down. But, I mean, she's over there dancing by herself, so I'm okay with it.
Wow.
And then you find out she's your cousin. And then the awkward morning.
I don't...
Guys go out and get breakfast at your usual spot.
So... buying a Nintendo console is like sleeping with your cousin.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, it's, you know.
Jason, I was going to have you explain your analogy of Nintendo as the kindly old village woodworker, but I don't think you can top that. So don't even bother. Don't even.
All right.
I think yours is more accurate, Jason. But that was.
Ooh, I don't know.
Wow.
Sleep out. That's an episode title contention right there. Sleeping with your cousin.
Sleeping with your cousin.
The scary thing is, well, scary thing is how long of a pause I had after saying this.
Yeah, that's what's so. What do you got to say?
I was just
going to
say, naming that the episode title, we probably have a chance of expanding our target audience and suddenly getting a little more popular for a reason.
What, to the south?
Just dominate those Google searches. Ugh. I feel so dirty right now.
That's pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie. Oh wow.
You're the one who.
It makes sense, though. It makes sense.
It makes about as much sense as Culkin Macaulay.
Yeah. Yeah. Culkin Macaulay.
I didn't follow. I was just reveling in your storytelling.
Yeah.
There you go. But no, I love Nintendo. I want them to keep doing what they're doing. Just go left when people say to go right. Screw it, man. You guys are third place. You'll be in third place for the rest of your lives. Just have fun with it. You know,
they are completely just flipping off the rest of the industry because they have so much cash they can afford to fail two or three more consoles before taking the industry serious again.
Yeah. So, I mean, just, you know.
Very amusing.
See, not even that, man. Like, I think as long as the 3DS keeps bumping like it has been, they can do whatever they want in the console market.
Whatever they want.
Because they got that handheld market on hold. Like, it's disgusting.
But isn't mobile gaming kind of encroaching on that? You don't see that at all?
Yeah, I see that.
No, because I'm not Jason Lamb. I believe in dedicated hardware for video games, and I will hold on to that for the rest of my life.
Music break!
Thank you.
And we're back. That was Norfair Death March by Maze Dude, a Super Metroid remix that might be considered epic or not, but you can download the track for free and decide for yourself. The point is, it's now time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, the Retro Showdown is the part of our show where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to reveal and introduce our choice, and then we're just going to kind of spend the rest of the show arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to vote for your favorite of the three on a poll on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you, or at the very least will be somewhat entertaining. 2 episodes ago, our theme was games that would be great if it weren't for that one thing. So each of our games had this one flaw that otherwise would be a great game. And the winner was...
Jason.
Yep, it was Jason. Yes.
Yes.
Metroid Prime defeated Battleship and Super Off-Road. So the NES just couldn't stand up to the GameCube supremacy in episode 100. Congratulations, Jason, for wresting the crown from my head and
Thank
pushing
you.
Me off the throne.
This is Sparta.
Macaulay Culkin. Now, tonight... Not at all. Tonight, we have a different theme, which I think is a good thing, because we always did the same theme, and it's kind of weird. Tonight's theme is dog games. That is... games about or containing a dog or dogs somewhere in them. We did cat games. We're gonna get dog games out of the way. This is a get it out of the way week. Dog games.
We're throwing in the towel this week.
I just love how upset Hunter is.
He's so happy. He's so happy right now. So traditionally. I go first.
All right.
And Jason keeps time.
Are you ready? All right. You can begin.
So the game I picked was RoboCop, released by Data East in 1989 on the NES. I picked that version. This is a cool video game where you're RoboCop, like in the recent movie, and you can punch people and shoot them in the face. And there's colors, and music, and levels, and there are definitely dogs. And you can punch them in the face. And you can shoot them in the face. And it's fun. And you should vote for me. And you should vote for RoboCop.
Wow, you still got 15 seconds.
I don't need any more time. RoboCop is fun. And there's guns, and you can shoot dogs in it.
5 seconds.
There's dogs. They're pretty dogs. They're good dogs. German chefs.
Okay, you're out of time. Hunter, are you ready?
Oh my God. I don't know what to bring now. Oh, man. Jason, A or B? Or C?
Let's go. Ooh,
wow.
Let's
A, B, or C?
C was an afterthought.
What are
you,
you
threw
doing?
That in, so let's go C.
What are you doing?
I brought 3 games. Well, I brought a game, Bailey, I thought you were going to bring, but you didn't. I brought a game that I thought Jason was going to bring, and I'm still not sure if he's going to bring it. And then I brought a different game.
Trust me, you know I didn't
one
bring
game from that
a game.
Series. Yeah.
Well, or I know that you don't know what game I brought.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just go with my first choice then.
All right. Oh. Are you ready?
Yes, sorry.
All right, you may begin.
Duck Hunt. 1984. Released by Nintendo. It's Duck Hunt. It's,
light gun game.
Oh, put a little more effort into it. If you're gonna,
No. Let him tell it the way he wants to.
Flip us all off. At least give us.
So imagine that you're on a safari, and within this safari, you have your trusty dog Mittens. Not sure why you called him Mittens, but you did, and the dog seems to enjoy the name. As you're journeying through the wilderness, gun in hand, you think to yourself, what could possibly be the meaning of life? And as you're contemplating this, suddenly a duck appears out of nowhere. And it's Duck Hunt for the NES.
Damn it, Hunter. Duck Hunt.
I almost brought it, and he knows.
So. I do. Now I'm curious as if Jason's going to bring my game.
No, I won't.
Bring. Why not?
Here we go, because I've never even heard of this game.
Oh, well.
Here we go.
Why would you bring it?
Because it's amazing.
Play the game before you bring it to the showdown.
No, trust me. It's, but if you haven't learned by now.
God!
All right, here we go. You good?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm dandy.
Oh, good.
I brought Duck Hunt, right. So I'm good.
Good. All right.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin, save us. Yeah.
A cautionary tale about the threat and destruction of nuclear weapons. This game features a popular giant monster, or as the Japanese call it, a kaiju. Towering above everyone else, it terrorizes the countryside. Letting out a fearsome roar, devouring all that's in its path. Not only that, it's been scarred by the event. The nuclear blast left it unable to think for itself. So now it follows people around helplessly, unable to do its own bidding or work. Sometimes a hero, but mostly a monster. This game is single-handedly the greatest monster game of them all. It's Clifford the Big Red Dog. Phonics.
Clifford the Big Red Dog, what?
Phonics.
Phonics?
Phonics.
Why, Jason, you ruin everything. Have you at least ever read Clifford the Big Red Dog book?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, that's okay. Okay, we're cool.
I watched a video on the game.
Just now.
Yeah.
Was it just now? Nice.
$7 on Amazon Prime.
Nice.
Join Clifford and his friends at the Birdwell Island Carnival. Participate in lots of different activities and carnival games. 100 plus interactive and printable stories. Went up to 18
pretty
different
good
prizes that you can use to decorate a float for the big parade. Three levels of play that automatically adjust to your child's progress.
Jeez, those figures outscore most Xbox 360 games.
Pretty much.
That's pretty
actually
good.
Does the Xbox One even have the capability to print an interactive story? I think not. Good to see you, Steven Eider. Sorry, random shout out.
Clifford the Big Red Dog Phonics.
Phonics.
I don't know. I don't like educational games. I think it's like musicals, which are a movie and their music, thus not great at either of them. I know people disagree with me, but educational games, like they don't teach very well.
No,
and they're not very fun. I disapprove of the
genre.
You're
taking this horribly scarred monster. And you're teaching him to read.
He's not horribly scarred. He is a beautiful butterfly.
Just a really big,
is
beautiful
butterfly.
He is a massive red dog. One, there's no such thing as massive dogs. Two, dogs aren't red.
Number one, how can you object to the absurdity within a medium that celebrates it?
You're teaching a dog to talk. It's massive, an abomination.
Crimson canines. Yeah, are you teaching the dog to talk? The dog doesn't You're the one learning phonics.
Then why are you at the fair? Why is Clifford and his two Jason. Dog friends at a fair?
Jason,
that's where they want to go.
You're the abomination, Jason. You're the abomination.
All right, all right. This is getting out of hand.
You're getting out of hand.
So he's a mutant. Is that what we've decided? That he's a mutant?
Yeah.
No.
No, he is.
Not a mutant.
No, he's the definition of a mutant.
Merely a monster.
Well, yeah. That's.
I don't think he's mutated. I think he's just a special, unique little snowflake. Or a unique, very large snowflake. Look, okay, look at Clifford. What breed is he? There is no bright red dog. He's not a mutated version of something else. He's just
what are you talking about?
Clifford.
Maybe he's genetically enhanced in a lab? Maybe?
Look, there we go. Oh, no. See? Experimentation animals. Look at Godzilla. What is he? You don't know. But he's a mutated
exactly.
something.
Exactly, so stop calling him. No! He's not. No!
He,
he's not
a... he was mutated by a nuclear bomb.
Depending on the canon you follow.
Yes, depending
it's not
on the canon.
Necessarily the way it works.
No, not, but I'm going to do that canon for this story.
Of course you are.
This is a monster. You should feel bad for him.
I don't understand why everybody's okay with him being around. Like, I would think if he was in reality, he'd be dead a long time ago.
That
yeah,
would
there'd
be very
some heart
funny,
problems.
Like the realistic Clifford, he turns the corner of the yeah. neighborhood and all the people. They call 911. They call the National Guard.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you? I mean, if you saw yeah. a giant dog, especially if he's red,
yeah.
you know,
can you imagine
giant
the crap
devil
he would
dog
take in your front yard.
Oh God! Well, imagine what he eats.
Imagine what he drops. It's got to be the size of Macaulay Culkin.
That's good. That's good.
That was bad. That should have,
it is Macaulay Culkin.
That's oh, well, that's...
Oh,
Macaulay
man.
Culkin was birthed from the butthole of Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Wow.
Yeah. Look. Oh, man.
Maybe it's just Clifford. Me, but I never really got into Clifford when I was a kid.
Mm, yeah,
did I really
guy.
Just make a joke about Clifford's butthole? I'm sorry. That yeah. was...
Sorry.
Really
that was
strange.
We're just imagining that this is Star Wars Episode 1 with the poop jokes. No big deal.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm looking at a book called Clifford Makes the Team, where he makes the baseball team. There's no way he can play baseball. He's going to kill a kid.
Yeah. Could you imagine him sliding
game,
in?
He just mauls the other team.
Yeah, just, or sliding into home, and he just, like, completely crushes every single bone in a child's
it's
body.
Just, literally, he steps, and he's across the diamond.
Yeah. How can he even hold
he
a bat?
He does have a large strike zone, though. I mean, now, as long as he's too dumb to swing the bat, I think I can strike him out.
Does he use a bat? Does he just, like, hit it with his tongue? Like, his tongue has to be set the size of, like, a Volvo.
Who would want to catch it after that, though? It's out of here!
Yep.
So we get slobber all over in the stands. Yeah. It's terrible. Jason, we're all discussing your game. As though it is an unholy abomination. Therefore, I think we've pretty much just nailed the coffin closed on your case.
No, who developed this game? Where's the Wikipedia
actually
page? I want to go on the Book of Knowledge with this game, and I can't. Why can't I not do that? Book of Knowledge right now. That's what I want. That's what I need. I need this information. I need to know the ins
Here.
And outs.
It's on Giant Bomb.
Oh, geez.
It was made
of course
by
it's on Giant Bomb. Everything's on Giant Bomb.
It was made by Imagine Engine Corporation.
All right.
Still makes games.
Anymore? The answer is no. They do? What? No.
Imagine
yeah, no.
Engine.
They've made... they did Apples to Apples. In 2011.
So they survive off making licensed products.
Konami Kids Playground, Alphabet Circus. They got a thing for circuses and carnivals.
Gremlins Gizmo. Konami Kids Playground, Dinosaur Shapes and Colors.
What is their first game?
They made Pokemon Team Turbo.
They did a Pokemon game.
Yeah, Pokemon Team Turbo, released for PC in 2005.
What?
What? There's a PC Pokemon game?
Their first game was a PC game called Operation, and it looks fairly interesting. And I've got no information.
They made World Poker Championship.
So my game has boss fights, and it's a side-scroller.
What'd you bring?
Some shitty animal abuse
RoboCop!
Game.
Oh, yeah. It's not known for being
Oh, yeah,
really
RoboCop,
bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So
it's pretty good.
On PETA's hit list for quite a while now.
Yeah.
So.
Now, you made the mistake, Bailey. You compared it to the newer movie?
Yeah.
That leads me to believe it sucks.
Okay, 2 points. You can pick one. Point number one, new movie's not that bad. And point number two, I said it was a joke. I wasn't like serious.
I don't know.
Your game is a joke.
Not okay. You look at the game you brought, Jason. Like, take just 3 seconds. Look at the game you brought.
It's not a game. It's not.
You're right. RoboCop is a movie, not a game.
Oh wow.
Also true. Wow.
And it should have stayed as that.
Hunter's game is overrated.
How can it be overrated when it was the first ever of its
style?
That's
exactly how it can be overrated.
No, that's
everyone
not true.
Puts it on a freaking pedestal. It's like, Duck Hunt.
Without Duck Hunt, we wouldn't have games like House of the Dead or Virtua Cop or anything like that. Duck
Don't
Hunt
you,
had to
have
come
you,
first.
Like, repeatedly say you hate light gun games?
No.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, that's...
You hate
that's,
real shooters.
It's ridiculous.
Okay,
Macaulay Culkin...
Duck Hunt...
Like,
it's not the original, though.
It's like before
it
a
is.
Real shooter. Duck Hunt is
no,
a broken-down car by the side of the road shooter.
That everybody wants.
What's what?
Because, I mean, they're readily available. They come with a whole other car that's broken down on the side of the road. Why take one when you can have two?
Listen, a whole 10 years before Duck Hunt, Atari published Quack in arcades in 1974, which was a duck hunting game where people fired at a screen using a light gun. Q-W-A-K! Exclamation
yeah.
mark. Quack.
Duck Hunt was far from the first light gun game, Hunter. It just wasn't. You're wrong.
Alright, I'm sorry. It was the first popular one that created an entire genre of games. I apologize.
It's a clone. They've cloned Quack.
It's okay.
That's not true either, Jason. Come on.
No, it's the same scenario with Wolfenstein 3D and Doom.
I'll give you that.
Wolfenstein may have been first, but Doom is what made it popular, just like Duck Hunt. Jason?
But
I'll give you that.
Wow.
Look, a hunting dog a hunting dog even runs out and collects the fallen prize.
Yeah.
If the player was successful with their aim.
That's kind of the whole point of Duck Hunt. That's
exactly.
All anyone ever remembers it for.
And if and in the arcade of Duck
Mittens.
Hunt. You could shoot the dog.
Just... Really? In the arcade version you could? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just an urban legend or a joke.
It's neither of those. It's Macaulay Culkin true.
Really? It's that true?
Yeah. Super true.
I'm still skeptical.
I mean, you can be skeptical all you want. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is Duck Hunt was so popular that it was next to impossible to stay away from. People were thrusting it down your throat to take this game. It's amazing.
I can't help but notice both of you picked games that are like weird, like they're off the beaten path a little too far. Like I want to sit down, grab a controller, and play a classic video game. I can't do that with either of your games.
You could do that.
RoboCop is the only clear choice to make here.
Yeah, but in your game they hurt the dogs. Hurt the dogs.
Punch him right in the face.
I don't want to do that.
Well, then you're gonna get mauled.
I mean, if I have threatened, does RoboCop threaten the dogs in any way, or do they just simply run on screen,
no,
trying to avoid RoboCop, and then he bashes him in the face?
No, RoboCop is just peacefully walking down the street. The dog's like, woof, woof, and they like jump towards him with a death strike of death. And you have to kill the dog or die. It's your choice.
How can a 6-foot mechanized robot casually walk down the street? That's what I want to know. How is that possible?
Well, maybe that's why the dogs are spooked, but it's still a case of self-defense.
Is he armed?
The dog is armed with pointy fangs.
Is RoboCop armed?
Slicey, dicey teeth.
What's RoboCop is dog going to do against RoboCop?
Does RoboCop walk around with his gun extended in a threatening manner?
Wow. So you're telling me that dog was just defending its owner, a small 8-year-old boy,
and probably a litter of puppies that he will never come back to now.
This is not true, guys. You are spreading misinformation. Disinformers.
You're a monster.
Almost as big as a monster as Clifford the Big Red Dog is.
Yeah. You know what I wonder like to see? A Clifford versus RoboCop.
Yes! That's where I was going. I like RoboCop's chances here.
That's a terrible idea.
No, it's fantastic.
I love it. RoboCop versus Clifford the Big Red Dog. Who's going to win?
I don't know, man.
That would be a fair fight. Not RoboCop versus someone's, chihuahua in the middle of the street.
Right. Which is...
That's just murder.
Inhumane.
You're just murder.
PETA knocking on your door.
Oh, the inhumanity. You keep mentioning PETA. What is
PETA,
fixation PETA. On PETA tonight?
I think PETA's ridiculous. I just think it's funny to say PETA. Like PETA bread. I always think of PETA.
They should make their own bread.
Why haven't PETA bread?
They done that yet? Does PETA... Gotta ask Twitter.
Ask the only person that would know. Twitter.com.
Twitter.com.
That's funny. So Jason's game isn't a game.
No, it's a game.
No.
And a cautionary tale.
Jason, shut up. It's not. You're wrong.
Wait a second. A cautionary tale?
Yeah.
All right, I'm listening.
You don't play God, and you don't create giant red dogs.
But
I can play baseball.
Teach you how to read. It has nothing to do with any moral dilemma behind the next splicing.
And I don't know about you guys, but learning how to read, not a game. It's a painful experience. Totally. I'd rather shoot some ducks than my dog.
I'd rather shoot some dogs.
Wow.
Wow. Right in the face.
That's crazy.
On the first level, you get to punch, breathe in the face.
It sets the stage for how the rest of the game will play out.
Yeah.
So how was RoboCop? Wait, you punch a dog in the face in the first 15 seconds.
Yeah. He's a dog puncher. He punches dogs real hard. He punches so hard. I'm not kidding, guys. Listen, RoboCop on the NES has one of the most rewarding 8-bit punches ever made. It's this really heavy thud sound. He just looks like he's really punching super hard. That's great. I mean, when he punches that dog, you can practically feel those little jaw bones just shattering through his metal.
Terrible. Does it have the Time Lord mechanics when you punch somebody and they just fly off the screen?
No, it does not have the Time Lord
mechanics. That's the only reason I bought that game, was because of
actually,
that punching mechanic.
Does. The dogs, when you punch a dog,
I have to watch this now because it's just
kind
too
of
unbelievable.
Bends in half, flies backward, and yelps in pain like a.
Oh come on! No, it doesn't.
Yes, yeah, it definitely
does. It really?
I've played the game many times.
No,
like a real high pitch.
Just mean.
It just flies backward, bent in half. Its spine broken by the fist of the RoboCop. All
right, yeah, that punch is pretty good. It's a nice punch.
Oh, so satisfying.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm a little excited right now thinking about RoboCop's punch.
God, he's so slow.
It's great, isn't it?
It's got the horrible going up and downstairs mechanic from Castlevania.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. It's ooh, like, no, I want to go past it. Oh, I have to go up? Okay, I want to go down. No, you're just going to duck. You're not going to go down. You're just going to duck.
You're not going to duck, because if you were a duck, you'd get shot. By Hunter, apparently. Your game's worse on PETA than mine. All of our games are horrible. We all picked terrible dog games, let's be honest.
Yeah, we did.
All of us. We're all guilty of the sin of terrible dog games. So, final arguments. Jason. Why should anyone vote for Clifford the Big Red Dog? It's
ever
on Phonics. It wants to hook you up too.
Not just on this podcast, but just ever. Why would anybody ever choose that game?
It's the only game where teaching a dog to read may also teach it compassion.
Wow.
I'm not buying this narrative of the canine redemption you weave in your mind. Hunter, why should anyone vote for a game where you don't even shoot the dog?
Because shooting the dog would be wrong, for anybody who's wondering that little bit of information. But Duck Hunt is the absolute staple when it comes to light gun games. There will never be anything like it.
Macaulay Culkin games.
Ever again.
Yeah, well, that's not even true. You're like, just say you're spitting lies into people's faces.
That's not true at all.
Yes, there will. Some smart things earlier in the podcast. Now you're just ruining your reputation. No,
there'll never be. Did I ever tell you guys my Duck Hunt story? When I bought Duck Hunt?
Go for it.
No, I'll tell it afterwards. I don't want to bore you. It's fine.
Wow, Duck Hunt. Okay.
You should vote for Duck
Hunt. You should vote for my game because, unlike Hunter and Jason, who have this really bizarre, unhealthy obsession with dogs, my game just happens to be a classic, fun video game that just happens to have dogs in it. And if a dog gets in your way, you can punch it in the face.
It's terrible.
So vote RoboCop, please. It's so good. And that's our showdown. Thanks for listening and watching. I'm Eric Bailey. You can follow me on Twitter at Nintendo_legend. I want to give some shout-outs to the live stream commenters. Although, even if you just watch the live stream and don't comment, it's really cool. But special shout-outs to Josh Diekman, or is it Dykman? Ooh, I probably got it wrong, didn't I? Steven Eider, Mega Silver X, Devin Miner, Edward Varnell, Daniel Lemplu, Alex Weiss, Craig Seward.
Nice. That's good.
There's a couple others, I think. Wow, we got some good amount of viewers tonight. And Christopher Swartz. So special shout-outs to all those people. And a special shout-out to Cascadia Games. Jason, do you have any shout-outs, reminders, or teleprompters for Sam?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the late President of the United States, Mr. Richard Nixon, because I just found a picture of him posing with RoboCop.
No.
It's on my Twitter. Go take a look.
That's not... What? Hunter, any shout-outs?
Wow, that's the worst-looking RoboCop I've ever seen.
yeah, it is. It's really bad.
You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is IamEricM.com. And my shout out goes to Double Fine Games, creating beautiful point and click indie adventures. No dogs.
Good call. Three crucial reminders that I should probably mention at an appropriate time in the show rather than stuffing them all at the end. I'll think about that. But, number one, if you want your listener email discussion question to be featured on the show, just email us podcast@onemorecastle.com. It doesn't have to be like a great question, just ask us something. This is what we use to generate content. Number two, if you know of any chiptune artists or people who create music that might remotely somehow be tangentially related to old video games in any way, let me know, eric@onemorecastle.com. I'd like to feature the track and download it and spread the awareness a little bit. Just a little. But and number three, we broadcast a live stream recording of each podcast episode, typically at 7:30 p.m. Central on Thursday evenings. Bless you, Hunter. That was a pretty good sneeze. And last but not least, fair audience, remember, you are bad enough to do to rescue the president. See you next week.